always wanted to die. And I wouldn't mind now if I died, really. Simply because I have lost so much.
And Keith, how does that make you feel, hearing that from your wife?
Well, we both think, Lucy's 82, I'm 77. We've had her 3 score years and 10, and if we died now, we've had a good life. So we don't want to be a handicap to our children or to anybody else, not the health service or anybody. We don't really want to be a load on that. And Lucy has signed the do not resuscitate form, so if she has a heart attack or something, they'll let her die. It's a young person's world, and we ought to leave them to get on with it. A few weeks before Lucy had her stroke, we were rock and roll dancing, we were jivers. And we were still doing that, although Lucy was just about 80 at the time. We were still fit enough and well enough to do a fast jive on a dance floor. Didn't do it for long, but we could still do it, and we've lost that.
We've lost that now. I try and do everything, and I try and go along.
In terms of this meeting here, we've heard, Lucy, you get a lot from coming here and meeting people. Keith, what do you get from it as a husband, but as a carer as well, I suppose?
I get a bit of time away from Lucy.
Not when I'm interviewing you both together, you don't.
No, but I do get a bit of time around. I sit and talk to the other carers that are here, and we exchange tips on what's available in the way of help and that, and just discuss things generally that possibly Lucy and I don't quite get to ourselves.
And what's the most interesting thing that you've picked up from another carer or another partner?
Oh, Lucy has great difficulty writing, like using a bit of pipe insulation around a nice fat pen to make it a bit bigger, easier to hold.
That's a great idea.